Let's turn now to investment applications, remembering that these calculations will always be annual. Consider a rental property that is for sale for $300,000. Suppose that the property generates net income, that is, income from rent less expenses, of $30,000 per year, and that we will hold the property for 5 years. Let's also assume that at the end of 5 years, we can sell the property to net $370,000. To calculate the return on this investment, we can still use time value of money keys because the cash flows are even. Again, remember to keep outgoing cash flows negative and incoming cash flows positive. Here, N is 5, present value is a negative $300,000, the payment is $30,000, and future value is $370,000. To calculate the return, we compute I, which is 13.56%. This is the same as the IRR that could be calculated using the cash flow routine.